Sleep, Pale Sister, by Joanne Harris, read by Stephen Pacey. Introduction. Manuscript from the estate of Henry Paul Chester, January 1881. As I look at my name, and the letters which follow it, I am filled with a vast blankness, as if this Henry Chester, painter, twice exhibited at the Royal Academy, were not myself, but some ill-defined figment of somebody's imagination, the cork to a bottle containing a genie of delicate malevolence that permeates my being and launches me into a realm of perilous adventure in search of the pale, terrified ghost of myself. The name of the genie is Chloral, that dark companion of my sleeping hours, a tender bedfellow, now grown spiteful. Yet we have been wedded too long now for separation, the genie and I. Together we will write this narrative. But I have so little time. Already, as the last shreds of daylight fall from the horizon, I seem to hear the wings of the black angel in the darkest corner of the room. She is patient, but not infinitely so. God, that most exquisite of torturers, will deign to give me a little time to write the tale, which I shall take with me to my cold cell under the earth. No colder, surely, than this corpse I inhabit, this wilderness of the soul. Oh, he is a jealous God, pitiless as only immortals can be. And when I cried out for him in my filth and suffering, he smiled and replied in the words he gave to Moses from the burning bush, I am God.